Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, Spads Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Relax your mind, we're here for you. You've got the time, make school dreams come true. Set your goals, it's your world, we're here to help. Back to school with some new rules. Take a bold step.
Trying to meet your and your children's educational needs, Republic can help. Consider an education loan with same-day approvals, low or no down payment, and concessions on interest rates. You can even win one of five Lenovo tablets or a refund on internet installation with 1 month's free service. Call us or visit us online.
Relax your mind.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
As the novel coronavirus continues to have an increased impact on our community, Canadian Banknote and the Guyana Lottery Company would like to strongly remind you of the importance of listening and acting very seriously upon the advice that is being given about social distancing, hand washing, and the common symptoms associated with this virus. When we resume our business, we will play our part in minimizing situations where people are crowded together by ensuring that the appropriate signage is placed at our agents countrywide, that machines are sanitized, and that our operators pay keen attention to their working environment. This is a time for bringing families closer together, for staying home, for creating memories, and embracing what will become a new normal, not only for our dear Guyana, but worldwide. A heartfelt thank you to our essential workers. Take care and be safe.
This is a message from the Guyana Lottery Company.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spads Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spads will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spads Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spads Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In her last episode, Divine agreed with Unique that she should come clean with Ryan. Kevin turned up and taunted Divine. Marla invited Anil over to discuss problems she was experiencing with Kavita and informed him that tests show that Kavita is sexually active. She wanted to meet the boy's father. Unique told Kevin that they could discuss her getting pregnant after the birth of Divine's baby, and he said that if that was the case, it's no sense in continuing the marriage. Right now, someone's calling Unique.
Gosh, man, why y'all don't left me alone?
Unique? What's going on with you?
Every minute these villagers calling me, man. Some tree hanging over somebody's house. Somebody complaining about a drain clogger by them. Somebody asking about COVID-19 relief.
So what's the problem?
Some days I don't able, and today's one of them days.
Well, if you know you can't handle being on the village council, you should stay away from the local government elections.
Granny, it's not that I can't handle it. I love being a part of the council and helping my community. But some days it's too much, man.
Oh, you sure it's not something that's bothering you?
Like what?
Everything all right with you and your husband? What's that?
I guess every marriage just go through its ups and downs.
Yeah, but you and Kevin ain't married that long.
After I tell him my fears about running to have a child, he's still pressuring me.
Oh.
I tell Ila we at least wait till Divine and Ryan get the baby, then we could talk about it again.
This is August month.
Yeah, it's just a couple months. Divine due in February.
Well, you got to see with Kevin.
Yeah, but he understands my fears because of my status. We talk about it in great deal and still. Now he's saying, if I don't want to have a child, he don't see the point of staying in the marriage.
What? Is what do the young man?
You see?
Look, he don't mean that. I guess he just frustrated and the fact that Divine pregnant making him more anxious.
Yeah, but Divine and Ryan married longer than me and Kevin.
Yeah, but you still got to try to see it from his point. Everything okay with he at work?
Yeah, he's busy. You know, because of the coronavirus, the Ministry of Community is organized putting up billboards all over the country and things like that.
Yes, like this one we put up in Murundi.
Yeah, but they got in places like Bartica, Letem, Mario. All the municipalities, as a matter of fact. And part of the reason for the billboards is also to honor the frontline workers.
Oh, well, that's good. We really got to salute them people who've been leaving the house and going to work every day since this coronavirus started. They're making a big sacrifice.
Yeah, and the billboards are one way to honor them and educating the public at the same time.
All them doctors and nurses and other healthcare people, the drivers, the garbage collectors, all them people who volunteer to distribute hampers and so, we really got to respect them.
Indeed.
This pandemic is also an opportunity to show how strong our various communities are. Look how Murundi handled this virus, for example. We look out for one another.
Yeah, and that's part of the reason the Ministry of Communities wants to focus on strengthening local organs. In cases like national disasters or an outbreak like this coronavirus, the stronger the local government is better for the people.
Look how the village council makes sure everybody okay. They make sure people practice the proper safety, distribute masks, hampers, check on them old people. That is the way it should be done.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got to go. Whatever going on with you and Kevin, everything going to be all right. Y'all love one another and that's the most important thing.
Right.
Make sure you lock up when you leave.
But it's where you going smelling and looking so good.
Mind your business.
Man, Granny, how long you going to keep me in the dark about this man? I won't meet me step-grandfather.
Stop minding me business.
How am I supposed to know you safe?
You don't worry about that. Dinah Barson was never a stupid woman.
All right. I'm going to call you in about an hour.
No need to do that.
But Granny...
Your business is to go home and work it out with your husband.
James, get up and walk around the man. We didn't come out here to sit and watch people.
Honey, I'm taking a rest.
I already ran around this ground 3 times since we got here.
Well, you're fitter than me, June.
Yes, but I want you to be healthy. I'm not the one who had a heart attack.
Well, that's why I need to take it easy.
I must say it's encouraging to see all these villagers out here. It shows that more people in Murundi are taking their health seriously.
Yes.
I'm going to do another 2 laps, then some stretches. And before we leave here, you have to do at least 1 lap.
Okay.
Do some stretches or something in the meanwhile.
Aye. It's so when the wife come out and cut up runnings. Every day I come into this place and breeze out, and now she want me to run. Walking from home to here is enough exercise, man.
It's nonsense. White people can't travel, but they have special arrangements for places like ExxonMobil. Yes, they can fly in and out and bring the coronavirus. Anyway, I just got to the community center ground. Here to do some exercise. Yes. We'll talk later. Mr. Williams!
Simon?
See, your wife is doing her thing while you're just sitting here watching the women.
And you are about to join me, I see.
Well, Abigail is the one who dragged me here. I'll watch her do her thing.
Oh, you two are...
Yes, getting married in a few weeks.
Ah, congrats, man.
Thank you.
I couldn't help overhear your conversation, though. What were you saying about ExxonMobil and the coronavirus?
Well, you know, we Guyanese are not allowed to go or come as we please because the airport is closed. But from what I heard, not for them.
Yeah, but you don't have the facts, buddy. You really think ExxonMobil is so irresponsible that they would have their workers flying in and out without the proper procedure or precautions?
Since when you were working with Aviation's James Williams?
Look, as far as I know, the people have been following the safety guidelines. Number one, nobody is flying to Guyana without doing a
quarantine and test. Like a
PCR.
PCR?
Polymerase chain reaction.
Basically, the test looks for presence of the virus.
Oh, I see.
And PCR gives a good indication of who is infected.
PCR? Guess that's how Pepper was confirmed.
Now, back to ExxonMobil. Once a person tests negative Only then they are allowed to come to Guyana.
And offshore workers also quarantine for 14 days.
How you know all this to be true? You're in the employ of Exxon?
No, man. But I have contacts all over this country. I follow them on Facebook, too.
I see.
Look, remember, I'm in the medical field.
Well, I was talking to my relative who wants to come home. I think it's about time they open up the airport.
Look, we all gotta be patient. Coronavirus is still an issue. We can't rush this thing. Some of the flights that came for ExxonMobil workers from the UK or Texas are chartered flights.
I see.
Even the drivers for ExxonMobil who have to transport these workers
have to take serious precautions as not to expose the travelers and so protect the guys offshore who have been in quarantine.
What about simply wearing a mask and sanitizing?
That tells you how serious they are about safety. So before the drivers could take the overseas workers to Oval so they can fly out to the rig, they too have been in quarantine.
Well, I am happy to hear that. But I know Guyanese who are willing to be quarantined and do whatever tests they must do to come home too.
Well, flights have been coming. I know a lot of people who were able to come home. But of course, some of them gave the people wrong addresses and telephone numbers.
Well, that's very low. But I also know the flights were higher than usual.
Well, it's special circumstances, and that is expected.
Oh gosh.
Watch it there, Sister Martin.
Hey, you need some help?
No. I just need to catch my breath.
Sure?
Yeah, man. I will just sit and rest. Oh, Lord. At least I did one lap.
Well, speaking about that, I better get up and do a lap. June will not be pleased if she comes back and sees me sitting here. Y'all excuse me.
Watch it.
Simon, I'm glad that I ran into you this afternoon.
All is well?
Catalina said that she spoke to you about Malachi and Alexis, and you spoke to him.
Yes, that I did.
Are you sure there's nothing else that you can do?
Well, I can't do much else from here. Whenever they open the airports, maybe I can go up for a bit. Take my wife for a visit.
Wife?
Yes. I am getting married to Abigail. Well, Pepper.
So you're really going ahead with that?
Yes, indeed I am.
Hold on. Look, she's coming. She will live long.
Hi, baby.
Hi, my love.
Sister Myrtle, how you doing?
Well, I am well, thank you.
Hope all is good with you and the Lord.
Oh, yes.
Honey, you ain't gonna do a lap?
My dear, walking is enough for me. I'm enjoying watching you.
Listen, we both got to be healthy in this relationship. I want your suit to fit you nice in a few weeks.
You don't worry yourself too much about that.
Well, congratulations on your imminent marriage, by the way.
Thank you. I'm very, very, very happy.
Hi, Sister Myrtle.
Pepper.
Hi, June.
I would like for you to address me as Abigail. Pepper was my name when I was still wrapped up with Satan.
Oops, my apologies. I forgot. Anyway, it's good to see you all out here this afternoon working out.
Well, I don't think I could do another lap.
Well, health is wealth. One of the ways to battle this coronavirus crisis is making sure you strengthen your immune system. And exercise is important.
Indeed.
Honey, are you ready to go?
Babes, you mean you ain't gonna do one lap? At least a little jumping jacks or something?
But we're walking home.
Watch it there, Simon.
Come on, Abigail.
Nurse June, Sister Myrtle, y'all take care with God's grace.
You too.
Yes, dear.
Wow. I hope he makes her happy.
Me too. She seems determined to change her life. But Simon may not be the man for her.
Well, let's hope he treats her right.
Yes.
Oh, my heart can't take this.
James, you okay?
Honey, I can't be running. I'll do stretches and so from now on, but not this running business.
Take it easy, James.
All right, honey, all right. Sit and rest. The important thing is putting effort into it.
Yes. But if you don't want me to have another heart attack, don't push me to run. I got to take it easy. Really, really got to take it easy.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.